Porto.
Partly sunny today, shower in spots for late this afternoon, high today 74. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. Exciting. It's no Tropical Storm Mindy, but what is? 62 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. We are driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Grab your teddy bear and let's go.
Hello, friends.
Today is a very special day.
National Teddy Bear Day, September 9th.
Teddy bear?
It's National Teddy Bear Day.
You win a teddy bear.
Your teddy bear?
It's National Teddy Bear Day.
A teddy bear. We're named after President Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
It's like a teddy bear.
Another teddy bear. Wow.
Your teddy bear.
Take your position. It's showtime.
WQKX.
It is indeed showtime, and no, I never had a teddy bear. I'm Tommy Bear. Morgan in the Morning, and it starts right now. Is it too early to do our Penn State ticket blitz? Maybe not. Penn State Ball State. Saturday, your chance to win only here. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Here we go again. Another college football season, and with the way Penn State opened last weekend with a big upset win. Wow. Don't you just feel it? Don't you just feel something big going to happen this year? And I don't want to jinx it or anything, so I'm going to let it go. But I just feel real good, even about the stuff that has been posted on social media. You see that whiteout photo on Facebook? Did you see that one yet? We've all seen that before. But how about the post that says, family reunion coming this Saturday. You and 107,000 members of your family. There's the lion. That means it's time to call in toll-free 1-800-326-94KX and qualify for a pair of tickets to Saturday's game, Penn State Ball State, 3:30 in the Penn State Ticket Blitz by Register Chevrolet. Are you ready? Get to the phone. We'll qualify as many people as we can right now. Good luck! We will be announcing our ticket winner at the end of the show. Morgan in the Morning.
Hi, this is Bob.
Are you kidding me? We're qualifying as many people as we can for the Penn State Ticket Blitz. And we have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've gotten a whole bunch of qualifiers already. So thank you for calling in. And we have Emma on the line, and you're telling me you live in State College?
I do. I'm a college student.
Wow.
I do not go to Penn State, however.
Oh, okay. But you're in State College. That's cool.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind going to a game, though, right, Emma?
Absolutely not. I'd love to.
All right. You're qualified in the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz. We'll let you know later on this morning if you want, all right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Hang on. That is so totally cool. She's got to be listening online, right? We love when people listen online. Morgan in the Morning and the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz will continue to qualify a few more people, and we'll find out at the end of the show who our winner is. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
People here in the U.S. are now spending more time on TikTok than they are on YouTube. When they heard, your parents were like, oh, come on, we just figured out how to get on the YouTube.
The YouTube, I like that, just like the Wises. We're going to the Wises. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Football is back.
Oh, yeah.
It is back tonight.
It starts tonight.
And I think that this will be...
I think this is going to be...
the greatest Thursday ever.
Well, maybe not. But it's the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. Rob, the Sports Center, has the details coming up when we check news, sports, and AccuWeather. But do you feel good about it? I mean, I feel good about it. I mean, my baseball team very much still in the hunt for the playoffs in the World Series. But I don't know. There's something about that feeling. You know, when you turn on the TV. We already did that. Now, stop. Thursday Night Football is back. And then that means a full slate of games coming up on Sunday. And then Monday Night Football as well. So I'm thinking football being back is a good thing because I finally have something to watch on TV. And as far as Tampa Bay, I understand Ariana Grande has a special song for us before we go to news here.
Is that right? New England Patriots said they would not sign him. Tampa Bay Bucks said that they sure could use him. Oh. What happened next was just one of those things. Tom Brady's got 7 Super Bowl rings. His quarterback skills are often debated. And like football's records can't be deflated.
No.
You can say all your ridiculous things.
Tom Brady. Super Bowl rings! He's the biggest goat ever. He's coming back for more. Another Super Bowl ring. He won't stop till he gets 10. And God knows where he'll hang number 11. I'm just telling you. So forget about it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news, we've got the sports, and we've got AccuWeather. Morgan in the Morning.
Hi, William.
62 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, viral comedy, a chance for you to hear it before you see it. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if you're going to want to hear this. But nonetheless, we do have people in this world that think they can sing. Okay, buddy. Just stop, Dad. Dad, just stop. What would make you think you could cover the Doobie Brothers just because you have a home recording studio? I don't know, but we'll check into it with viral comedy. And it's coming up next. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. No, I don't sing.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
All right. Listen up now. If you have a home studio, maybe you just have a laptop with a studio mic and you wear headphones and you like to do karaoke and stuff like that, don't shoot video and don't post it on social media or it becomes viral comedy. Now, I know you're listening to it and you're thinking, well, this guy's not good. No, he's not. But you got to get the whole image. So, like we say with viral comedy, watch it later, but listen to it now. This guy's sporting the white dad shorts, the button-down shirt. He's got a really bad hairpiece. And he's sitting in front of a microphone singing the Doobie Brothers, and he thinks he's cool. Dad! Don't try this at home.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Oh, God. I actually have a friend who lived in Texas, a friend of a friend, and he went out on the road after having a home studio. He actually went out on the road and thought he was going to become a rock star. We haven't heard from him since.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We still got plenty to come, including And There It Is. Funny things happen at a baptism when the baby's naked. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, And There It Is.
Now look, every parent knows this, and probably every clergyman knows this, but a naked baby, well, they do you know what when it hits the cold air, especially when it's a baby boy getting baptized. This is called return fire.
If he was with me, some give us some.
baby boy's diaper off and the rest of his clothes, and you dunk him in water. When you take him out, he's going to do the old ready, aim, fire. This isn't old news. So why do we keep doing it? If you're getting your baby baptized, and there it is.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll take a check on the news. Mark's got that. Rob, the Sports Center has everything, including the beginning of NFL tonight. We'll talk about that again later. We've got the AccuWeather forecast and more still to come. Birthday buddies and your chance to be a VIP at Spyglass. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 62 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well, worth that drive down Route 45. Thursday morning and football is back. We'll have a song for you coming up in just a bit via Ariana Grande. But in the meantime, just be happy that football is back.
Football is back. It is back to
Thursday night football.
QKX.
Sunbury. Anybody know who's playing? Does it really matter? We'll talk about it coming up next. We'll sing about it, too. It's Morgan in the Morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Football is back.
It's back tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, I just said that with lots of fans. Yeah.
And unlike last year, they'll have fans in the stands. And they will be drunk.
Now stop. It's so great to have NFL back. I'm excited. College football really excited me last weekend. NFL is back. My baseball team is in the hunt for the playoffs. Sports is a real good thing for me right now. I know you don't care. Maybe you don't even care about tonight's game, which features the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. America's team. They're not America's team anymore, are they? Nobody even cares. I only know like one dude who's a Dallas Cowboys fan. You know who you are, Shecky. You can't hide. You're in Winfield. We know you. Every once in a while, you see a car with a Dallas Cowboys sticker or license plate on it, and you say, hey, you're old school, man. But, I mean, think about it. How many Kansas City Chiefs fans were there until they won a Super Bowl? And whoa! And now, Tom Brady, yeah, everybody hated him. He was a Patriot. Now he's a Buccaneer, and they're like, oh, he ain't all that bad for an old man. Hey, he's got 7 rings, right, Ariana Grande?
New England Patriots said they would not sign him. Tampa Bay Bucks said that they sure could use him. What happened next was just one of those things.
Tom Brady's got 7 Super Bowl rings.
His quarterback skills are often debated. Unlike football's records can't be deflated.
Oh, hey.
You can say all your ridiculous things. Tom Brady's
got 7. Super Bowl rings! He's gonna get more, so you better get ready. He's not old, he still play football. He's gonna win more. What happens when he gets more than 10 rings? Well, we don't know.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound bites. We've got Seth Meyers talking about that guy Steve from Blue's Clues. Creepy. Birthday buddies and more. Stay with us.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. 94KX. 94KX.
It must be that time because Lynn Hall's in the room.
Yeah, suddenly I just come in. And I mean, you look over, you're like, oh, there she is. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's no big deal. You can come in whenever you want. It would be
great.
I'll
just sit here all morning. I'll do that. I don't care.
Upper management might care if you if you're just in here.
Oh, I'll do other things in between songs.
Oh, okay. But for now,
yeah.
It's like we should have a I don't know. We should have like a
drum roll or something or a fanfare.
A fanfare, if you will. Excellent idea. We do have music that we roll when we read the local birthday buddies, but we should have like a 20th Century Fox kind of thing.
It's not fanfare-ish. That music.
Yes. Yeah, we like to do the celebrity birthdays, though, and
indeed.
That's why we need a fanfare.
Yes.
This guy I didn't like until recently.
Okay.
Michael Bublé.
I think he's kind of funny.
Yeah, see, that's the deal.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star?
When he first came out, he was a little too smooth for me, and I'm like, what's he trying to prove? But then I realized, like you just said, that he's actually kind of a funny guy.
I love those ads for the bubbly or whatever it's called, that he's writing his E at the end. That's great stuff.
Because everybody used to call him Michael Bubble, but it's Bublé.
Bubble.
So there you go. Michael Bublé is 46 years old today. If we could go into actual comedy, because this guy's fun too. Happy birthday to Adam Sandler.
Just go home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Happy Hanukkah. Adam Sandler. He actually got his start on MTV's Remote Control. I never really remembered it. I just remember
him as
a Saturday Night Live guy.
I didn't know that.
You know, his movies have made over $2 billion.
I mean, they're hysterical. I mean, you never get tired of them.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, number 55, to Adam Sandler. One of my best behind-the-scenes guys as far as producing music and playing music would be the guy. No, not the girl.
Dave Stewart.
Yes. Very good.
Dave Stewart
is celebrating a birthday today, 69 years old. If you ever get a chance to Google Live from Daryl's House.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah, Daryl Hall and Dave Stewart do a totally different version of Here Comes the Rain Again.
Wow.
And it's just
amazing. Check that out.
All right. Also, Hugh Grant, the movie star, is 61 years old. I wonder what he's doing for his birthday. Why are you chuckling?
Well, because he's just, we all know his past. He's very silly and he does some things.
He does some things that are...
that are little.
So if you get invited to his birthday party, don't go.
Just stay home.
All right. Those are the celebs. Now we take a look at the locals and we call them.
It's birthday buddies.
Da, 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 da. Okay. Chris Smith from Northumberland. Happy birthday. 31 today.
Cindy Trevitz from Winfield. 64.
Daryl Landis. 65.
Deanna Good from Middleburg is 47 today.
Happy birthday to Emma George. She's 20.
Gary Click from Sunbury. 71 today.
Happy birthday, Jessica R. from Herndon, 31.
Kathleen Adams Funk, and she's from Millmont, 25. Happy birthday, Kathleen.
Linda Kemper from Bear Valley is 59 today.
Liz Hendricks, 41 today.
Liz, you are not 41 already, are you? She's on the show once in a while.
She's
adorable. Anyway, Madison Stiers, 19. Happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I can't read this because it's the blue font. It's Mark Garinger from Northumberland, 47 today.
Why are they in blue and gold?
Can we eradicate that, please?
Not only that, but can we get rid of it? Yeah. Happy birthday to Shahid Rais, 32 today.
And Shelly Heath from Cole Township is 47 today.
Everybody has got a birthday, and we love to celebrate them. All you got to do is call them in. You know, the Ford Fun Line is always open, so call us anytime. We'll jot them down and read them at about this time. You can try email, snail mail, even our text club.
Yes, try that. That's an option.
Using the keyword.
Option.
No, the keyword is birthday.
Oh, sorry. I like the word option. I just thought I'd keep saying it.
You're only confusing people.
I'm
worse.
Sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Hey, every day at this time, it is...
Birthday Buddies.
With Lynn Hall.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news coming up, a check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. When we do the news, top and bottom of the hour, you're used to it. But on the other side, the good news. Stay with us. 62 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. down Route 45. Well, we just heard the news. How about the good news? The good news we bring you every day to make you feel good. Sometimes it starts a little scary.
I'm really cold and put boots.
But you know, it all works out in the end. A couple in Dallas looked out their backyard recently and saw their neighbor's dog drowning in their pool. They acted quickly and saved the dog. The neighbor is now their friend forever. The good news is coming up next. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Hey, we start off with Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania. You heard Mark talking about this morning. 20 years now since the terrorist attacks on the United States. And we continue to honor those lost, even here in Mifflinburg. A 34-mile walk will take place this Saturday, starting at 3 a.m. It's in remembrance of firefighters who lost their lives 20 years ago. Mifflinburg Volunteer Fire Company Captain 306 Jared Fry talks about the walk, saying that it's not just for the victims, it's for all people affected. And yes, there is an entrance fee, but there's a reason for that.
You do pay a fee to do it. You get a t-shirt and some other things to go along with it. So the participants are asked to make a donation. But I just try and get a lot of stuff donated as far as like transportation and food and everything. And the community always comes out and does an exceptional job. So we really have zero expenses.
Zero expenses, and your fee goes to the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. That's good news from Mifflinburg. Here's more good news. Sometimes a dad joke does more than make you laugh. Dad jokes were posted outside a neighbor's house. It actually influenced a woman who had back surgery to keep on walking.
When it was really cold, I put boots and caps and jacket, and I didn't feel like, but then I thought, oh, if I don't go, I'll miss the joke of the day.
That's more than a joke. That's good news. And good news happens locally and nationally right here.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
And finally, that story of a drowning dog. It was scary, but when a woman in Texas looked out her kitchen window and saw her neighbor's dog drowning in the neighbor's pool, she sent her husband out. He had to put his boots on first, and out he went in just his pajamas, jumped in the pool, and saved the dog. That's more than a good neighbor. That's real good news. If you've got any good news you want to send to us, like the Mifflinburg walk for 9/11, just send it to us. Feel free to send it to News Radio WKOK, because the story you just heard is available on the WKOK podcast. Good news every morning with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Oh, my goodness. The complete Dancing with the Stars celebrity cast has been announced. Season 23, can you believe it? Here we go. If you're excited about this, look, it's equal time because I talked about how excited I was for football. Anyway, Cobra Kai villain Martin Cove, I love him on those TV commercials, Cobra Kai. Melanie C, otherwise known as Sporty Spice, Brian Austin Green, Olympic gymnast Suni Lee, and country singer Jimmy Allen. There's your lineup for this coming season's Dancing with the Stars.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news on the way, a check on sports and AccuWeather, but next hour, we'll be able to squeeze it in, not live from Budokan.
I want you to want me.
Rather than Budokan, live from Sunbury. How's that? Coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery. Cheap Trick, they're coming back. Robin Zander, a big Spyglass wine fan. Yeah. He'll probably take a truckload home with him, right? He orders all year round. That's pretty cool. Anyway, your chance to be a 94KX VIP next hour after the news. VIP, you say? Yeah, you'll wear that special bracelet that will get you VIP parking, VIP party at Three Beards, and under the SBC Media, VIP tent. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Still 62 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. On the drive to work right now. Don't know if you saw any of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It was like on a Wednesday afternoon. Everybody was like, what? Most people forgot about it. Rob Center, the Sports Center, just mentioned it. Derek Jeter going into the Hall of Fame. He actually had a funny comment yesterday that kind of brought down the house.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
Still a true competitor. He won't let it go that only one person voted against him being in the Hall. But you know what, Derek? You're still there.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I want you to want me. Cheap Trick coming to Spyglass. Your chance to be a 94KX VIP coming up next.
We have another winner.
Saturday, we're going to Spyglass. We've got our winner on the line. His name's Justin. Hey, Justin, where are you from, bud?
I'm from Pat Sinus.
All right, man. You're on your way to Spyglass Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you and a guest will be wearing VIP bracelets. That means you park up top in VIP parking. You head into Three Beards Brewing for a two-hour party from 5 o'clock until 7. Then you roll downhill to the SBC VIP tent right alongside the stage where you will be enjoying Cheap Trick, bud.
All right. That's great.
Yeah, it's more than great. It's VIP-style partying with Cheap Trick. One more chance to win tomorrow morning here with Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, late-night sound bites from all of our TV favorites last night, and Tom's top list of the day, the best jobs, for lazy people. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Time for Tom's top list of the day. You're on your way to work. You hate your job. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your job, but maybe it's you. Maybe you're just lazy. And they keep asking you to do more things, and you're like, no. Here are the top jobs for lazy people. Are you ready? And they're kind of funny because, let's just do it. Security guard. A job for a lazy person. Security guard, but only if it's at a place no one would ever want to rob. True that. I have a cousin who has a security guard at a major construction site. He used to crawl up inside the bulldozer and go to sleep every night. Nobody wants to. Now, where are you going to hide a steamroller? You know what I mean? Come on. Anyway, next up on the list is a sleep tech. It takes a long time to get your license. But once you do, you actually get paid to watch people sleep. Think about it. Video game tester is next. Getting paid to play all day? All right, a test proctor is next, or someone who monitors people while they take tests. All you have to do is just sit at a desk and look mean. It's pretty easy. Mystery shopper comes in at number 3. All you have to do is shop. Yeah, I kind of like that. House sitter is another one. Somebody's going out on vacation. You get to live in their house. Sip some Mai Tais by the pool. You know, it's all good. And the number 1 job for a lazy person, I'm really so sorry about this, Movie Mike. If you're listening, we love you, Movie Mike. But nonetheless, the number 1 job for lazy people, TV or film critic. You go to the movies, come on.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
News is coming up at Check on Sports and AccuWeather still to come. Our first Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz winner. If you're qualified, stay with us. We'll find out if you win next. 63 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. You a Penn State fan? I mean, who is it? You know what I mean? Who is it? I think like 98% of Central PA are Penn State fans. And we welcome the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz. We've been qualifying people all week. We'll do this every time Penn State plays at home. Is that cool or what? We've got all of our qualifiers in a hat. And we're going to find out who wins the first home tickets to Saturday's game with Ball State. Yes! Kickoff time, 3:30. Ticket Blitz from Register Chevrolet. Stay with us.
You moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Baseball's winding down and football's in full swing. I am the happiest man in the world, okay? My baseball team is still in the hunt for the playoffs and the World Series is what? Christmas Eve this year? I don't even know. I mean, the seasons get longer and longer. College football started last week with an amazing Penn State upset win. Number 19, PSU, beating number 12, Wisconsin. Well, now they come home. Yeah, and it's against Ball State. So this is going to be great. 107,000 people all partying together. That brings us to the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We've got tickets to every single home game. Every single home game. And Saturday afternoon, 3:30 kickoff with Ball State. The Cardinals. All right. We've got our winner. Qualifier number 6, Alexis Schaefer from Riverside. Congratulations, Alexis. If I remember correctly, she was on her way to work, so she's probably not going to call. But you are a winner. She is from Riverside. I think she worked at that place in Danville, that very large place that they're not supposed to say they're at work. Anyway, Alexis, you are our first Ticket Blitz winner with Penn State tickets.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We'll get in touch with you.
Hey, Pete.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, one more time, we got to visit this because I'm excited.
Football is back.
Football is back tonight on TV. Yeah.
And I think that this will be
the best Thursday ever.
The greatest Thursday ever.
Okay, not really. I mean, who cares? It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right. Tom Brady, TB12, the GOAT, all that against the Dallas Cowboys. Like, why are the Cowboys on the first game of the season? Like, they suck. No one even likes them. All right. But then again, there'll be a full schedule on Sunday and the return of Monday Night Football. Football is back!
Football is back. It is back tonight.
Oh, did I mention there'll be a full stadium of fans?
And yeah. Unlike last year, they'll have fans in the stands. And
they will be drunk.
Well, yeah, probably will be drunk. Huh? Hey, Chad Evans is on the way next. Before we wrap up, we want to remind you yet again that 94KX and Wise Markets are helping to feed the local hungry with the Fight Hunger campaign. All you got to do is go to Wise Markets. You do anyway. I mean, it's really that easy. Go to Wise Markets and round up maybe a dollar, $3, or $5 at the register and support this great Wise Market cause with your friends at 94KX. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Yeah.